This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Civil unrest erupted on Sunday in Bujumbura, the capital of Burundi, after the ruling CNDD-FDD party elected President Pierre Nkurunziza as its candidate for the June presidential election. That's according to the UN Humanitarian Office OCHA, which indicated that public protests were taking place and five people have reportedly been killed. President Nkurunziza has been in office for two terms since 2005. The UN has warned that an attempt to seek a third term is unconstitutional and contrary to the spirit of the 2000 Arusha Peace and Reconciliation Agreement for Burundi that ended a decade of civil war in the country. The peaceful conduct of the presidential election in Togo, which took place on Saturday, has been welcomed by the UN. In a statement, the Secretary General said that as Togo awaits the final results, he encourages all political leaders to continue to maintain the peaceful atmosphere that has prevailed throughout the electoral process. Ban Ki-moon also urged all candidates and their supporters to resolve any dispute that might arise through established legal procedures. The international community marked the 29th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster on Sunday. After nearly three decades, the UN chief said that the affected areas in Ukraine, Belarus and the Russian Federation are still suffering from the impact of the accident. Ban Ki-moon highlighted that to advance socioeconomic development and restore a sense of community self-reliance, the UN proclaimed 2006 to 2016 a decade of recovery and sustainable development for the affected regions. It also established a UN action plan on Chernobyl. Catherine Hasselberg, United Nations.